hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Sandal Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I am so, so, so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a postgrad-centered podcast that posts every single Wednesday, and I am so excited that you are here and you are tuning in for this episode. Hello, my beautiful frenzies. How are we doing? What's new? What's going on? What's up? I hear fall is around the corner, okay? And when I say I hear, I mean it is here, okay? I woke up this morning, went out to my porch to do my devotional and Bible study, and it was 64 degrees, okay? It was cold. It was freezing, okay? I actually was like, what's going on? What's changed? Yesterday, it was a heat wave, and today, all of a sudden, we're in winter, basically. Crazy how quickly things change. I know it's the end of August. Don't remind me. I'm already depressed about it. I don't want to talk about it. But I will counter. I will counter and say that right now I am extremely cozy. I have a grow fit on, a sweatshirt and sweatpants. I am very, very content. And I have a blanket. I have a blanket with me this episode. I'm on my porch. It's late Saturday afternoon. I wasn't planning on doing an episode tonight, but my Saturday plans adjusted. They changed. And I was like, you know what? I really want to spend some time with y'all. Okay. I really want to spend some time with you guys. Name a better way to end your Saturday night. I'm literally watching the sunset in front of me. I'm talking to my favorite people ever, you guys. And we are going to be talking about a very fun topic today, okay? A topic that I hold near and dear to my heart because I'm going through it and I relate to it, and I know so many of you guys also relate to it, okay? We are going to be talking about singleness today. We are going to be focusing on our single season. I am in my single season, as we all know, okay? I am very single right now. I need a girl talk. This is a girl talk, okay? This episode is going to be a girl talk. So, with that being said, let us jump into this episode, okay? Let us dive into singleness. Let us dive into dating. Let us talk about singleness. You guys, I'm going to be completely, completely transparent with you. This is my second take of this episode. I was talking my first take, I was just rambling. I was going on and on and on and on about my past relationship and da-da-da-da. And then it hit me. I don't care. I don't care enough to say what I was saying with that past relationship. I don't care going into the details. That is like personal information. And I am going to be talking about the things that I learned going out of that relationship because I learned a ton. A ton. But you guys don't need a rundown of my dating history. It's very slim, okay? Let's just keep it like that. It's very slim. Little to no one, okay? So let's just keep that in mind. But I wanted to emphasize that this is my second take because I did have a lot of great things to say in that first episode, but I wanted to rechannel this take because I just want it to be a fun episode talking about how awesome it can be to be single, okay? How awesome it can be to be single. I know my friends who are listening to this who are like, I'm in a very loving relationship. The last thing I want to be is single right now. Good for you, okay? If you look in the background of the photos that you take with your boyfriend or your girlfriend and you really zoom in, you will see me lying in a highway, okay? Congratulations. But the dating world right now sucks. And being single can suck sometimes. Point blank, period. It can be as blunt as that. It sucks. However, there are some amazing, 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 wonderful, fantastic, wonderful, awesome things that come out of being single that I have realized, okay? And that I have learned and that I have embraced through this season. So I want to highlight those for my girls in their single season who are like, get me out of this season, bring me my husband, okay? Because he's coming. He's coming. But this season, this waiting season that we are in, this moment that we are in is so important. So important, so crucial, so valuable. And oftentimes, I've done it before, we can overlook the importance of it because all we want is what we don't have right now. And most of the time, that's a relationship. So I want to dive into singleness. Let us do it. Let us do it. And you guys, I brought a drink this episode. Okay, let me grab her. For this week's episode, we are going to be drinking an Arnie Palmer. Okay, Arnie Palmers have never sponsored me, right? But I've loved Arnie's since the beginning of time. My friend group growing up, whenever we were on the lake, whenever we were doing bonfires, whenever we were doing anything and needed a drink, we drank an Arnie. These are like nostalgic for me. I love an Arnie. So cheers to an amazing episode. Cheers to a cozy episode. Cheers to right now, to this conversation, to this episode, this podcast. Cheers to all the above. Good vibes all around, because all we need is good vibes. All right. I'm not even going to lie. I just took a 10-second sip of that drink. It's basically gone. That was fantastic. Wow. That really hit the spot. Okay, I need to drink more of those. I forget how good an Arnie Palmer is. Wow. Okay, you guys, let's dive in. So, I've emphasized this already. Singleness has taught me so much. I am so thankful to be single right now. Do I want to be in love? Duh. Of course. But I am so thankful that I have this time to fall in love with myself and embrace the time that I am in right now, since I haven't found my husband. Okay? I am so thankful. I'm so thankful for this time. I have so, so much to learn and to experience before I completely change my perspective of my mind from me to someone else, from me to a life with someone else. Okay, I'm 23 years old. Holy crap. First off, if you have found your person and you are either engaged, getting married, talking about engagement, and you are my age, congratulations. I just want to say that this is not targeted on you, but 23 is so incredibly young. It is so incredibly young, and it is so easy once you get out of college to feel like you are running out of time. And let me tell you, you are not. You are not, okay? Don't fall for that facade that you are running out of time. These are your years. These are our years, Kendall. If you get it, you get it. These are years, okay? You are like a newborn right now into your adult life. You know nothing. What you think you know, and the amount that you think you know, and the wisdom that you think you have nothing compared to what you are going to have. Truthfully, and that is the first thing that I have truly realized getting back into my singleness. When you are in a relationship, especially once you get to be post-grad, if you are in a relationship post-grad and you're like, I hear all these things about how hard it is to meet people, I'm so thankful I'm in a relationship right now. Sometimes that can get very scary, and it can push us to not end a relationship that needs to be ended because we are afraid that, one, we might not meet people. Two, we're afraid of being alone in this very lonely part of our lives. And three, we just want to stick with what we know, okay? We just want to stick with what we know. We are so young. We are so young. You have so much time. And it's crazy because I was afraid of that right when I got out of my relationship. I was low-key very afraid of that. I was excited to be single. I was ready to be single. But I was afraid and I was curious how I was going to be meeting people, because I wasn't going to the bars like I used to. I wasn't engaging in the things that a lot of people were engaging in. And so it automatically took me out of the equation for a lot of ways that I was going to meet people, especially the right people. Like, you can meet people anywhere. You can meet a guy, you can meet a girl anywhere, but someone who you think will suit you, it limits your options, okay? I'm not on any dating apps. I'm not picking up people from the bars or having people pick me up. I'm isolated, more isolated than I was, because at least in college, you don't just meet people at the bar. You're surrounded by a community of people your age. And so you are constantly meeting people in classes, in study groups, in libraries, you know, when you're getting food, etc. You're always meeting people. And I realized that when I got out of my relationship, is it was harder to meet people. However, I'm still meeting people. You're not meeting people, okay? If you put yourself in the position to be outgoing enough, you will meet people and you will be presented an opportunity to date. However, don't rush into it. And that's what I want to stop at, okay? This isn't an episode solely on dating, okay? This isn't an episode solely on dating. This is an episode on embracing our singleness. So we're stopping there, okay? We're stopping there. Let's focus on singleness, okay? Singleness as a whole, because it can be scary. Singleness is not a curse. It's a blessing. When you only have to worry about yourself and focus on yourself, you learn so much about yourself at a quicker pace. You're able to identify what you need and dissect things that you never healed from because you have the time to, because you have the ability and the space and the emotional availability, the mental availability to dive into what you need to dive into. And I didn't realize this. I've been single majority of my life. And I've loved being single, but there was a part of me who was itching and craving and desiring a relationship because I just wanted to experience it. And I didn't enjoy being single when I was in college because I was busy and I was fine being independent and I didn't need a relationship, but I always wanted one. I always was like, when am I gonna meet someone who I'm gonna date? And that was because I didn't realize the ways that relationships could affect me, okay? And the ways that it can change you when I didn't have a solid ground of who I was, even though I thought I did, I didn't. So getting out of that relationship and getting back into my single season, my perspective on singleness completely flipped, okay? Completely flipped. And I want this to hit the girls and the people who maybe haven't had many relationships and so who might not understand completely emotionally what I'm talking about. When you don't know what you are looking for, and you just want the basic consensus of a relationship, that you are willing to jump in to anything just to have it. If you do not embrace your singleness and consume it for all that it is, you will lose pieces of yourself that you didn't know that you had. You will lose a lot of your strength. You will lose a lot of your determination, your drive, your focus on your life. And it can be very easy to redirect your focus from you to someone else. And that's what happened to me. I started acting in a way that would please my person versus that would please me. I lost a lot of respect for myself and a lot of confidence in myself and completely redirected it to make the other person happy. And I never knew that I was someone who would do that, because when I would talk to people, when I would get into conversations, and when I would almost date someone, I was a very strong person. I am a very strong person. I know what I want and I have high expectations because I know what I'm worth. But I didn't realize the mental shift and almost craziness that I experienced when I was in a relationship. I was low-key insane, okay? I was low-key insane in my brain because I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know what I wanted for myself. I just kind of allowed things to happen because I was just like, well, maybe this is just what needs to be. Maybe this is just like how it is when you're in a relationship. Maybe this is normal. Maybe I just need to get through this. And once we get through this, it'll be easier. I didn't fully realize that I was completely shifting my focus from myself to someone else, which is crazy, which is insane. Okay. That person who I was completely losing all of her value. And it's because when I was in my first stage of being single, I wasn't using it valuably. I wasn't learning and dissecting and figuring out the type of person that I wanted to be in a relationship. I was ready to settle. I wanted to be a girlfriend. I wanted to experience love. I'm a hopeless romantic. God forbid I'm a hopeless romantic, okay? I'm such a hopeless romantic. I would literally sit with my friends, we'd watch a romance movie, and I'd cry because I just want to be in love. I want to experience it. I want someone to completely be in awe of me. And so because of that, because that's what I was thinking I was wanting and that I could just get anywhere, I settled and I jumped at the first opportunity I had before truly learning what I wanted. Now, jumping forward to being single, okay? I learned very fast that being single is not a curse, it's a blessing. Repeat after me. Being single is not a curse, it is a blessing. If you are in your single season and you are looking at it that it is the worst season that you have been in, that you are just waiting. You are waiting for your man to walk up the steps to give you a bouquet of roses and to tell you that he's here and he's sorry it took too long. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Instead, what you need to do is you need to embrace the time that you have right now to ready yourself for the moment that you do meet him. You might think that you are fully ready to be in a relationship, that you are fully the type of person that you want to be, that you are ready to be a girlfriend, a wife, whatever, okay? You still have so much to learn about yourself and so far to go that the person that you think that you are right now, when you get to that point of being a girlfriend, being a wife, you are going to be a completely different person. Jump at the opportunity to get there. Jump at the opportunity to continue to challenge yourself. And what I mean by challenging yourself is if you are comfortable in your routine, if you're comfortable in your hobbies and your friends, go outside your comfort zone. Maybe do a little bit of exploring. Go buy a ticket somewhere. Do something fun. Get outside of your routine, because sometimes when we get into a routine and we're like, yep, I'm comfortable with this, obviously it's amazing and obviously it's wonderful, but then we start to realize what we're missing, and the first thing that we realize that we're missing is someone else. And it becomes a hard cycle in your brain of realizing, when am I going to meet my person? I want to be in a relationship. I'm ready to be in a relationship. I am mature enough to be in a relationship. I'm emotionally ready to be in a relationship. And you know what? Sometimes you truly aren't. You just need to switch it up. You just need to break your cycle. You need to welcome something new in. You need to experience something new. You need to break that chain, because again, repeat after me, singleness is not a curse. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. This is your time. These are your years. This is your time and your chance to truly learn everything and heal everything about yourself. And I'm not saying that, you know, if you're 23 right now and that's what you're going to do, that by 24, you're going to be completely healed. No, because there's always going to be situations to learn from and heal from and experience, right? Like just right now, we can't say we're fully healed from everything because we don't know what we're going to end up going through down the road, okay? But it's important to have your foundation, have what you want ready, and to know the most about yourself now so that down the road, you're ready for whatever comes at you. And you're ready to then meet your person. I just wanted to get that out of the way. I wanted to get that out of the way because I have always thought of singleness as a curse, because I just wanted what I didn't have. I wanted what other people were having. I was ready. I thought I was ready to experience love and to be loved and to be a girlfriend and have everything that a relationship had in store for me, but I wasn't. I was not ready for it because I hadn't fully healed and I hadn't fully learned what I needed to learn. And so now that I have learned a lot more, I see singleness as a blessing. Another thing that I've learned is kind of backpacking off of that, but you need to be one with yourself, and the person who you choose needs to be one with you as well. Be fully ready to embrace all that you are as well. When you are fully stood in the things that you enjoy, the time that you spend doing those things, what you want for your life, you are content with it, this is who you are, and you are unapologetic about it. You need to be so content and one with yourself so that you find someone who is ready to embrace you for all that is. Okay, it can be really easy once we get into a relationship that once the honeymoon phase kind of ends, okay, we start to almost question what we value in our lives sometimes, whether that is getting embarrassed for posting too much on social media, getting insecure for texting someone too much, or for being too much, for laughing too loud, or for being too loud. to outgoing, to social, to busy. Everything that you embrace in your singleness and that you compile to make you, you need to find someone who loves those things about you and who doesn't look at them as a negative. Because it's really easy to have someone say that they support you, but then use those things against you going forward. You need to find someone who will be your cheerleader, who will support you and be behind you for the things that you find that make you you. And when you find those things is in your singleness. When you find those things and the importance that they have to you, it's in your singleness, okay? You find those things and the importance that they have to you in your singleness. Because that's what you spend your time doing. That's what you find your joy in. That's what you find an escape in or entertainment in. That's what you do, right? That's what we do when we're in our single era. We learn the most about ourselves because we have so much time. Singleness is such a time to clear your head. It's such a time to remap what you want for yourself. Okay, it's such a time to truly zone in on what you value for yourself. I think singleness can be looked at negatively when we are surrounded by people who are in love. When we are surrounded by people who are happy in their relationships and who have found contentness and connection and trust within someone else. It's so easy to compare yourself when you are surrounded by that. If you have friends who are madly in love and who are planning on getting married, who feels like they have met their one, that is so amazing for them. But that is when you view your singleness as negative because you want that. You want to be that happy. You want to experience what they're experiencing. You want to bring someone to that gathering and not just sit there by yourself, but to have someone to share a blanket with, to drive with, to talk with, and to have inside jokes with, and to introduce to everyone, to be your plus one. And I think the main time that we feel that, specifically for me, I feel this the most, is around the holidays, which is kind of the era that we're getting into, right? As we transition from summer to fall, that's when all of our family gatherings and our holidays come together, right? The amount of times that I have cried at a family event because I have been the only single one there, it's a lot, okay? It's a lot. It's hard not to. It's a very vulnerable time. When everyone around you seems to have their one person and you don't, it's really easy to hate being single. To hate being single. And I don't have a solution for that because that's just life. Being surrounded by people who have something that you don't have is life. We're always going to experience that. However, I think where it comes from and what we need to do is realize what we do have. Okay, I have an amazing family. I have a lot of people surrounding me who will gladly spend time with me, who will gladly be my partner in a game or watch a movie with me or talk to me or go on a drive with me or whatever around that season. There's a difference between spending time with your family during that time and spending time with someone you love, right? Your person, right? There's a difference, but my perspective in that time needs to be looking at the people who are around me versus looking at the people who aren't. That's hard. That is so hard to do. And it doesn't just become relevant during holiday seasons. It's relevant anywhere. If you go out with your friends and all your friends are in relationships, you're going to feel it there too. However, finding and noticing and focusing on what you have in that moment and the things that are surrounding you is the best thing that you can do for yourself. Because the minute you get into comparison mode is the minute you start to spiral. And the minute you start to look at singleness as a negative instead of a positive. You have to remember that it will come. Your time will come to be in a relationship. Your time will come to experience that love. Your time will come to have a plus one to a wedding. Your time will come to go go on a double date with your friends, or to bring someone to your family holiday gathering, to bring someone on a family trip. Your time will come. You're not running out of time. The only reason you feel that way is because you're in your comparison spiral because of what you're surrounded with. And what you're surrounded with is what you don't have yet. Not what you will never have, what you don't have yet. I really feel like this episode is turning into a therapy session. I'm not mad at it, okay? I'm not mad at it. So stick with me here, okay? You need to be so content in yourself to be excited and ready and available for what is yet to come. But you also need to understand that when you feel alone, you aren't. In my singleness, the one thing that has granted me peace is knowing that I am not alone. I am not alone because my foundation with Christ is my rock. Because instead of looking at the worldly desire of a relationship that I don't yet have, that I know is coming, I'm focusing on the relationship that is pursuing me, which is Christ. That He is the greatest love that I will ever have. And I know that some of you might be rolling your eyes at me because this is like mother advice right now, okay? This is what my mom always would tell me. And I would do the exact same thing. I'd be like, Annabelle, I get it. I know He's always there, but I want my husband. I want a boyfriend. I want a relationship right now. Trust me, I get it. But, if you focus and you sulk and you sit here saying, I don't know where my husband could be. I don't even know where to look for him. And you completely, completely disregard God. You completely disregard Him from your life. You are going to miss the obvious blatant signs that God has for you in terms of the map that leads to your person. He has it laid out for you. He has the timing laid out for you. As long as you listen and pursue Him and focus on your relationship with Him first to decode His map, okay? If you completely overlook and ignore God, you are going to completely overlook His signs. Yes, no crap, I want a relationship right now. But you know who's there and you know who's pursuing a relationship with me right now? God. Talk about a therapy session. Talk about a therapy session, okay? Therapy. Singleness is not a curse. It is a blessing. And you learn the most about yourself right now, and you have the ability to gain access to the path that God has for you right now. I know, and I feel it, and I understand it, the need and the want to have someone to love you. But again, you're 23. You're 24, you're 25, you're 26, you're however old you are. You're not losing time. You are, in fact, at the perfect time, the perfect spot. You need to embrace it instead of fear it. You need to welcome it instead of run from it. And you need to love it instead of hate it. I know that this episode didn't have many steps, right? It was a lot of me just kind of talking, okay? But I have been in shock of what I've learned these past 7 months in myself. The type of person that I want to be with. The things that I will not put up with. The things that I want. The things that I liked, right? Because there's things that I did like. There's so much that I learned, specifically, individually, and I wouldn't have done that if I didn't change my perspective on singleness and fully embrace the goodness that it is. And of course, there's going to be days and there's going to be moments. I know during the holidays, I know during Valentine's Day, National Girlfriend Day, National Boyfriend Day, National Whatever Day, okay? I know those days, I'm going to hate it. I hate my phone. I'm going to throw my phone across the room. And I'm not going to look at social media because I don't want to see who's in a relationship because it's everyone but me, right? But instead, I need to switch my perspective and be thankful for the time that I have to love myself now before I love someone else. And I thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope that you liked that it was maybe a little bit different than normal episodes. I hope that the single girls listening feel thankful for the season that they're in. But I also think that if you are in a relationship and that you are listening, you also are thankful for the season that you had, right? That you loved what you learned and that you are able to reflect on the amazing things that you learned in that season. And even if it was a while ago, let's say you met your husband or boyfriend in high school, and it's been 8 years that you've been together, right? That you still are able to look at maybe what you've learned together. Because when you are in a relationship, that means that you're able to continue to learn. You don't just stop learning who you are, right? But that you learn and that you're thankful for what you've learned. That is all I have for you guys today, okay? It's a cozy night. The sun is almost setting. It's been a great time talking to you guys. I'm very thankful for this episode. And if you liked this, you know the drill. Let me know. Comment down below. DM me on Instagram. Let me know. Contact me. Anything. I want to know what you guys like and what you don't like. And I will be coming out with a poll on my story for my next series. I want to do a next series. So I'm going to be doing a poll on what you want to hear right now. And I'm just so excited. I'm just so excited to dive back into the series because I think it's so fun. It's so fun and it's so exciting. But again, if you've liked this episode, let me know. I love you guys. I love you guys so, 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 so very much. We're building such a great community. And so I thank you for listening and tuning in. But I'm gonna go inside and I'm gonna go watch a rom-com. I'm gonna go watch a rom-com. Will I be crying after? TBD. I don't know. I'm gonna make some tea. I'm gonna make some popcorn. I'm gonna go watch a rom-com. Okay? I hope you guys have an amazing week. I will talk to you very, very, very soon. I love you so, 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 so very much. Bye!